This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. More than halfway into his first term in office, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed joins us to look back and look ahead. Mr. Mayor, welcome back. Good to have you. Thanks
for
being here.
I'm glad to be here. This is always a good conversation.
Governor Deal has just signed the bills restructuring the Fulton County Commission and requiring a property tax freeze in Fulton County for 2 years. And one credit rating agency downgraded Fulton's bond rating and cited the tax freeze bill as one reason. Will that affect the city at all, and how?
I don't believe that it will impact the city. So the answer is no.
What will it do, though, in terms of, because we're talking about restructuring the county commission as well, which possibly changing the makeup of that commission, will it affect how the city and the county work together?
My answer is no. I mean, I didn't support the legislation, but I don't believe that it will impact the relationship between the county and the city, because that relationship has not been very good anyway.
What needs to improve at this point?
First of all, I think that the county has not done its responsibility regarding housing and jailing people who are arrested. That's a fundamental function of a county. It's why you have a county jail. For the entire time I've been mayor, Fulton County, in my opinion, has done an inadequate job of hiring the people that we arrest.
But the city itself, remember, got rid of its jail, and the county was saying—
No, they didn't get rid of a jail. We have our jail. The county would not purchase the city of Atlanta's jail for fair value. So let's be real clear. Fulton County's failure to deal with their jailing overcrowding problem, you know, is one of the major reasons why the relationship between the county and the city has been so fractured. When we arrest individuals, they are frequently immediately released or released in a very short order, despite the fact that they have been arrested multiple times.
Will the tax freeze, though, make it harder for the county to do the kinds of things that you're asking them to do?
The county doesn't do anything anyway. So what, the freeze is going to prevent them from not doing anything? They didn't do anything when there wasn't a freeze in place.
On MARTA, the bill to restructure MARTA's board of directors stalled in the state Senate late in the session this year. There's another year to go, so it could come back. Did you have anything to do with the halt to that restructuring bill?
No, I think the Senate made a judgment, and I think that the Senate made a judgment that Keith Parker deserved an opportunity to be the general manager, and they imposed their will. I mean, you recruited a guy who, by all accounts, is one of the best managers in America. He then gets here and a bunch of folks that he's never met, who've never run anything in their lives, make a bunch of judgments about how MARTA should be operated. And what that'll do is that causes you to lose talent.
Did you points, though, to Lieutenant Governor Cagle and the other leaders in the state Senate?
I don't discuss political conversations. What I will share is I oppose the bill.
But with the political and demographic realities of this region, don't we eventually have to say that MARTA will eventually become a regional system run by a regional authority, even though it might not look like the way that it was proposed in the bill that stalled in the Senate?
Yes, and I support that. But I support MARTA being in a kind of star alliance, if you will. I mean, if I'm headed to Cannes or to Paris, I can get on a Delta plane. And I can buy a ticket from Delta, and while I'm in Europe, when I'm going to Amsterdam, it may be on a KLM flight. But the ticket that I purchased was a Delta Airlines ticket. And I think that that's the way that a system that goes throughout the 10-county area is going to end up looking like.
But the T-SPLOST, as you know, did not pass, and you said once you had worked as hard as you did for it, you're not coming back again. So how can that kind of vision be realized without some sort of regional funding, whether it's through a T-SPLOST or something else? And what role will you play in that?
That's a good question. I think a few things. First of all, you almost never have success on the first ballot for regional. referendum? That's a good question. So generally, it takes two times. You rarely get it right.
But
on
you
the
said
first
you
one.
Wouldn't come back again on
and
it.
So
you said that right here.
Yeah, I was probably upset that day. But I think that you'll end up with some type of pairing that allows two or more counties to pair. So you won't have the largest shot that I preferred, which was 10 counties, but you'll end up having a couple counties pair.
So will you be involved in looking for dancing partners?
I imagine I would. I would have my energy back by then.
Have you spoken to anybody?
Nope.